And I'm going to tell y'all what I couldn't tell him. You may just happen to slip and fall. You can just happen to wear a fuck up outfit. You just happen to get shot. Just happen to win the motherfucking lottery. But you cannot just happen to get fucked.
You think I'm just going to rape you on the off chance that hopefully you're into that shit?
She's going to be at the party, and she's going to be drunk, and she likes me at least a little enough to get with me. At the very least, I'll make out with her. 2 weeks handjob, month blowjob, whatever, whatever. And then I make her my girlfriend. And I've got like 2 solid months of sex. By the time college rolls around, I'll be like the Iron Chef of Pound and Vaj.
Everybody, yes, I am back once again after not doing an episode for days. Like I'm some kind of jackass. Like I'm just too damn busy. Honestly, seriously though, it's because Podomatic only gives so much space, and if I don't post on Podomatic, it won't show up on iTunes, and you'll have to go to my four shared account to listen to the show. Which I'm not feeling too bad about. I might actually go back to doing that. Which kind of sucks for people where it's convenient for them to just download the episodes. But seriously, if I run out of bandwidth or whatever the hell it is one more time, run out of space for the amount of episodes I can post, I might have to start making just the episodes really short. Like doing just nothing but 15-minute episodes or something. Which I really don't want to do because I like to spend so much damn time babbling. So I'm torn as I sit here and listen to this gay-ass music being pumped through my window outside from the bar. Seriously, it's not me being like an asshole and saying like, oh, this music's bad, so it's gay. It's actually very gay music being played from the gay bar. So there you go. So how's everybody doing? It's been an awesome fucking week. Seriously, this whole last week has been really cool. Been seeing a lot of people I love hanging out with. I hung out with Flo like 2 times. Been talking to everybody on the phone. And then today I hung out with Laura, and that was fucking awesome. We went to go see this play up at Griffith Park. I hadn't been to Griffith Park, like this part of the park ever, where like the old zoo is. They have like the old cages and stuff, and I took pictures and I just remembered, so I'm gonna have to load those pictures. Yeah, the play was called Two Gentlemen of Verona. It was a Shakespeare play and it was a comedy. It's actually really funny and it was really good. And we grabbed some food from Pavilion. We grabbed some sandwiches from there. These fucking sandwiches were awesome. Because for a second, we were supposed to go to, we were gonna go to Subway. Like the plan was Pavilions, but we were running late. So we're like, fuck it, let's just go to Subway. And we couldn't find parking. Thank God we couldn't find parking, because I had never had a sandwich from Pavilions and this thing was fucking awesome. It was like half a sandwich and the damn thing was a meal within itself. And it was delicious. And we had that, and she had strawberries, and we dipped the strawberries in chocolate, and that was awesome. She had grapes, she had cheese, we had crackers, and I brought some big ass thing of Lipton tea. And it was just so fun. It was like a cool ass thing. Oh God, I just remembered. There was these people. Okay, it was this one dude. They have these chairs you can bring with you. Like you can rent a chair, you can bring a chair. I brought a blanket, so we were just chilling out on the blanket. And there was this dude who got up during like a really quiet part of the play, because for some reason there's one chick in the play, though she was good, she didn't talk loud enough. So it was kind of quiet, and all of a sudden this dude stands up to go do something. We just hear, brr. This dude farted, and I was just like, holy shit. And my brain had to go into shut off mode, and my mouth just dropped open. It was like I was a robot and somebody just turned my ass off or something, because otherwise I would have started laughing and would have been uncontrollable. And I look over at Laura and I can already see she's about to start laughing, and I'm looking at her like, please do not start laughing, because if you start laughing, it's just going to become uncontrollable. And speaking of uncontrollable, my God, speaking of uncontrollable, these fucking parents who bring their kids to things like theaters or plays or things where you need to sit your monkey ass down and just watch and enjoy it. Yeah, these people, this black chick and this white dude, they had this kid, and this little bastard starts running around and yelping and trying to do cartwheels and stuff with these other kids and running around acting loud, and people are like shushing him, and the parents are doing absolutely nothing. The mother's sitting there with her tattoo on her right above her ass crack, just sitting there texting during the play, and the husband who showed up like near the damn second act or whatever, he's doing absolutely nothing about till he finally sits the kid down. But then the kid makes his way back up and starts acting up again. It's at that point, if your wife's texting and your kid's a jackass, just get up and leave. Just get up and leave, because you're just ruining the show and you're ruining the play for everybody sitting there trying to enjoy themselves and support the arts, which I can now say I've done. I've supported the arts. My little bit of money I gave for this ticket will go towards the play being able to run for free during the summer, which I will be seeing these plays during the summer at Griffith Park. Only one damn bus to get there, and that's awesome. You know, thanks again, Laura, for telling me about this and actually asking me to go with her. It's funny when people ask me to do certain things, they don't think I'll enjoy it or something. And though I do stay home like an assload, I do stay home a lot, I do go and do things. I go out and I hang out with people. I go and do stuff. I talk on the phone. So I am rather social. I see people more often than it makes, than some people make it seem like I'm just sitting at home staring at the wall or jacking off or something. Yes, I do just stare at the wall and I do jack off. But still, I do have time and I have the opportunity to go out and hang out with people and go do stuff. I will do it. And it's been really cool. It's been really fun. I got some random other stuff I want to talk about by popular demand, meaning Josh Smith. If you remember, he switched episodes with me. He's from the thinktwiceradio.com. The Way Up is his show. He actually sent me a request to bring back a particular segment. So I brought back a few segments. I have my Accidental Hero of the Week. I have my Bad Parent of the Week, and I have some Dear Abby questions, where for those of you who are just now discovering this, a few times I've taken an episode or, you know, the stuff that people send in Dear Abby, they ask her questions, she answers, and then I give what the real answer should be. So I'm going to do a couple of those as well. But all that stuff's going to be after the break, so y'all going to have to calm y'all monkey asses down. First, I want to talk about this damn whale at Dana Point. Now, in Dana Point last week, there was this whale. And everybody was all concerned. Everybody was like, oh, no, the whale. Why is this whale doing so close to shore? And my theory is that whales are trying to evolve, and they're going to just all of a sudden sprout legs and start walking. And that shit's going to be terrifying. I don't know if you've seen that Korean film. I believe it's a Korean film called The Host. That's what a whale walking is going to look like, and it's going to scare the shit out of us. But anyway, this whale comes up, it keeps swimming around and swimming, and they find out it has like hundreds and hundreds of pounds of fishing line stuck to its tail. I don't know how the fuck that happens, but it did. So they cut the stuff off, finally, and the whale's free, and they're like, yay! And then the next day, the damn whale comes back. The damn whale is back in the same location, and people are just like, seriously, what the fuck? We spent all that time sawing this damn line off. Why are you back here? And the whale's just like, la, 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 la. And then eventually the whale beaches itself and dies. And instead of like getting rid of it, because I don't know if you go on YouTube, you can look up this whale that these people decided to blow up one day because it was too big to move, so they blew it up. It's the funniest fucking thing on earth. Not because a whale got blown up, but because of the reaction of people running because whale is raining down on them. But with this whale, the whale that died, they're going to just like shove it back into the water and let it decompose and let nature take its course. And I'm like, ew, that's disgusting. You're going to have just this big old whale body just floating out. Don't go surfing in Dana Point for a while, everybody. Because if you go surfing out in Dana Point right now, you're going to bump into a big-ass dead whale. And that's just going to be disgusting. And, ew, God, I'm just thinking about that. And that's nasty. And speaking of jacked up water situations, my God, this whole oil spill going on down south. They got all this water, this oil spilling in the water, and they're trying all these damn techniques, and people come up with new methods, and they're like, oh, we can do this, we can do that. No one had a contingency plan. No one had a plan that would work. So we're coming up with different plans, like blasting garbage into the damn hole, putting a gigantic top cap, like a top hat on top of the water, and they got this thing where they're trying to do this. They're trying to like put a dome on it, and that was my idea. That was my idea to stop oil spills and to stop forest fires. Just put a gigantic dome on top of something, and the dome should work. But they didn't listen to me and do it properly, so now there's still a big-ass oil spill. 210,000 gallons like a day. That's a rough estimate. You know that shit's probably close to 300,000. That's a lot of oil, people. And they tried this other thing where they tried these hair. They take hair. Apparently hair really absorbs oil for some damn reason. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. So they tried that, and that shit didn't work. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. They're talking about the fish ain't being affected as much because all the oil's floating up to the top of the water. But don't be shocked when you start eating all this fish coming from the south. And all of a sudden, your ass wake up with like an extra eye or something because it got mutated Simpson style. I don't know. Everybody's losing their damn mind. There's like all these stories on the news with people going crazy, especially in L.A. L.A., the crime rate's just skyrocketing for some reason. Everybody's just losing their minds. I don't know what's going on. I blame the teachers. I blame the parents and the teachers, actually. There's this story coming out of Paramount. It says an assistant principal of a California high school has been placed on leave after a campus talent show where male students prance seductively in underwear and Speedos. Aren't those called cheerleaders? The Paramount Unified School District began an investigation after video of the student performances showed up on YouTube and local television news reports. One performer, Christian Dominguez, says he simply wanted to quote-unquote pump up the class at Paramount High School, but some parents complain. Superintendent David Verdugo says the performance was inappropriate and the student, an assistant principal who was placed on administrative leave while the district investigates who arranged and managed the acts. No students have been disciplined. Who cares? It's no worse than that nasty fucking thing. I saw this on the news earlier this week, last week. is this fucking story where they show these nasty ass little girls dancing to this to that Beyonce single ladies. These little 7-year-old girls wearing full on makeup, wearing drawers with little frillies on them, and little tube tops. I'm like, what kind of sick son of a fuck would plan something like that? Somebody sat there and made them outfits for those people. That's disgusting. This whole planet's going to hell, seriously. Everybody going to hell. I don't care what church you go to, I don't care what religion you follow. We're all doing enough damage to ensure that everybody else go to hell. That's if you believe in hell. Otherwise, you'll just be an angry, vengeful ass ghost. And you can join me in flipping other people's mattresses over while they're sleeping. Because that's how I roll as a ghost. So I'm going to take me a quick break. I'm going to come back with my other segments. I have absolutely no damn idea what song I'm going to play. So it will be just as surprising to you as it is to me. I'll talk to you all in a minute.
Come today, young heart. How old's your son?
He's 15. What? And if I don't get it, I'm going to kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker hospital out here, I'm a bitch going to be blood splattered. Every motherfucker going to be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house. I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'm going to commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you recorded every fucking thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick of tired of this motherfucker. I brought him in this motherfucking world. I'll take his motherfucking ass out.
Please stop, because they're picking at me.
Welcome back, everybody, and of course you know that music means it's time for the Bad Parent of the Week. Now this story, of course, comes out of Florida, which is just America's retarded-ass cousin that we don't like talking about that much. It's from Panama City. A Panama City man was arrested Saturday night and charged with an aggravated battery charge after allegedly throwing boiling water on his adult son during an argument. What's with people throwing fucking hot water on people all of a sudden? Police said the 33-year-old son was sleeping when his 57-year-old father woke him. Wait a second, 33? Anyway, they began arguing and ended up in the kitchen. At some point, the father threatened to throw a pot of boiling water on the son, and the son told him to quote-unquote go ahead. The father picked up the pot and threw the water, hitting the son's back. The son ran to his mom and called 911. Officers said the father appeared intoxicated under influence of some type of drug when they responded. He was taken to a nearby hospital and the father was taken to jail. My God, okay, first off, you're 33 years old. What are you and your father, who's 57, so what was he, about 23 when he had his son? Which is way too fucking young to be having a son, by the way. So, he probably already has some built-in anger towards his son in the first place. He's probably pissed off that his son's 33 years old and still fucking living at home. And then he goes and runs and tells his mom, what are you gonna do? You gonna run and tell your mama, daddy threw some hot water at me. How does that sound? You getting fucking 33 years old, have your father throw a hot pot of water on you. Okay, first off, let me tell you what happened. If my father, no, I don't live at home with my parents because I would not be recording this show if that was the case. There would be far more pressing concerns if I was still living at home than sitting here recording a damn podcast. Now, if my father is going to be, I believe, 60 years old this year, and I'm 31. Now, if my father threw a hot-ass pot of water on me, daddy going down. I will use that rage. I would use that burnt-ass hot water rage and whoop his ass for throwing hot water on me. I wouldn't run and tell my mother and then call 911. 911 would have nothing to do with this situation. I'd just be whooping asses. I would just be beating daddy's ass for throwing hot-ass water on me. But seriously, like I said earlier, what's with all these people all of a sudden throwing hot water on other folks? And did he see his father put the water on and let it boil and then come back into the kitchen to get the shit thrown on him? Or what happened? There's so much of this situation that's just wrong, but it's in Florida, so it's really not. And also, my other thing, the accidental hero of the week. I don't have any accidental hero of the week music, and I probably should get some. I don't know. I'll just have some clips from Dragon Ball or something. It's over 9,000! That has nothing to do with being an accidental hero, but I just love shouting that now ever since I discovered it. So the accidental hero of the week is Conrad Murray. For those of you, if that name sounds familiar, this is the same damn doctor who's being accused of giving Michael Jackson all them pills and medicines and shits and having them die. This is the same Conrad Murray. Murray, check this shit out. This is from Phoenix. Conrad Murray, the Houston doctor accused of administering a powerful anesthetic that killed pop star Michael Jackson, helped stabilize a young woman who fell ill on a U.S. Airways jet on Saturday. The woman had a weak pulse and low blood pressure aboard Flight 641 from Houston when Murray hooked her up to an IV line. Murray, who was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge and Jackson's death, monitored the woman until an emergency landing in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a spokeswoman, Miranda Shavak, said. Damn people with these difficult names. Quote, he was just so happy that he was in the right place at the right time to help her, she said. The young woman, who was about 22 and traveling with a baby, was taken to a hospital. She has since been released. Murray continued to Los Angeles to confer with his lawyers. So Mr. Conrad Murray is, as much as I hate to say it, the accidental damn hero of the week. Damn you, Murray. Damn you to hell, Conrad Murray. So now it's time for Dear Abby. Yeah, I need to come up with some Dear Abby music. I don't know possibly what the hell to use for Dear Abby music, but still, I need to come up with theme songs for all this shit. Now check this story out. Dear Abby, I overheard my boss talking about something that sounded like a cover-up for an accident involving some people he doesn't like. I would like to report him to the police, but he knows I heard him, and I'm afraid if the police question him, my little girl and I could wind up having a quote-unquote accident too. What should I do? Several people are already in the hospital. Signed, worried, sick. Dear Abby responded, "Dear Worry, because you're afraid you and your child could be in danger, find another job and put as much distance between you and your sociopathic boss as possible. As quote-unquote insurance, discuss not only what you heard, but also your concerns with your religious advisor before contacting the authorities confidentially. All it takes for evil to flourish is for men and women of good conscience to remain silent." Abby, you goofy bitch. Seriously, this woman is worried about all these people are already fucking in the hospital because what her boss did. Who knows what she does for a living? Seriously, because this shit sound crazy. She could be working for the president for all we know. And these people ended up in quote-unquote accidents. I'm throwing quotation marks in the air like a wild man, by the way. Now, first off, she tells her, get another job. Okay, yeah, that's real easy, Abby, especially in this economy. Yeah, just let her quit, even though she has a child, and just find another fucking job. Oh, and by the way, don't just find another job. Move. Put as much distance between you and your sociopathic boss as possible. Sure thing, Abby. This will be really easy. I think if she could do this stuff easily, her ass would have already have done this stuff. But obviously she can't. And what's with this bullshit about contacting your religious advisor before contacting the authorities confidentially? What's your priest ain't a ninja? Is your priest a ninja? Can your damn priest do some kung fu and help protect you in case this crazy ass boss decides to wild out on your ass? I doubt it. I doubt her priest is a ninja. Nobody's priest is a ninja. Here's another damn story. So, okay, I don't think I even answered that question. What you need to do is fucking blackmail him. You should have never contacted Dear Abby. You should have blackmailed this son of a bitch and got some money out of it. Because it sounds like either way you fucked. You should at least got some money out of it. So there's my response. Dear Abby, I have been married to my wife, Lay, for 7 years. We have 2 sons, ages 4 and 2. I love Lay and our sons very much. Over the years, I became increasingly depending on drinking, in parentheses. Don't forget, when Camille was on that episode, I created the parentheses symbol. It looks like 2 C's. So over the years, I became increasingly depending on drinking beer. I have never been abusive, but Lay expressed concern about it. I didn't think the problem was anything we couldn't deal with. A little over a year ago, Lay's mother died of cancer. It has been an extremely emotional time for her, and she has now decided she can no longer tolerate my behavior. She's not even sure she's in love with me anymore. Hearing her say it made me realize how big a deal my drinking is. I am committed to changing. But after a month of trying, Lay still says she would be better off alone. She is starting counseling too. I told her I'd go with her. This is a painful period for us, and I can't imagine my life without her and the kids. Is it too late? Scared, sober, in Austin. Dear Scared, that remains to be seen. 1 month of sobriety isn't enough to make up for years of being emotionally absent because you had a buzz going. Counseling may help you both, but you need more than that. If you're sincere about kicking a habit, you will join an alcohol rehab program. A listing for Alcoholic Anonymous is as near as your telephone directory, and so is Al-Anon, which could help your wife, who may still be grieving the loss of her mother. That's Abby's response to this nonsense. Now, of course, I'll have to give my response. Now, one of the first things that struck me about this story is the fact that, you know, he stopped drinking for a month and everything he's doing for her isn't good enough. Now, I'm not condoning his drinking because, once again, I have to defend myself because I'm apparently always defending the bad guy or whatever. But with this dude, he says he stopped drinking for a month, and a month is not a long time if you've been drinking so long it's been an issue. But I'm wondering, how concerned was she, and did she try to stop it? Was it the fact that her mom died that pushed her over the edge or whatever? And it sounds like that even if he stopped drinking completely and did all of this other stuff, that she still wouldn't give a damn. Like, she sounds like she's still gonna go and do whatever the hell she's gonna do. She's gonna go on with the divorce and have her 2 kids. But I'm thinking that if she was so fast to do this, because, you know, when people get married, this shit's supposed to be for better or for worse or everything, and he said he wasn't abusive to her, I'm trying to figure out, like, maybe while he was busy drinking and doing all that other shit, maybe she met another guy. Maybe she met some guy who was not getting drunk all the damn time. That's what I think. So I think this damn dude is just screwed either way. I don't think writing to Dear Abby is going to fix this problem. So sorry, Mr. Scared Sober in Austin. You apparently are boned. So that's it. I did all my segments. I did all the segments I said I would, and I did. So I'm awesome. Yay. So everybody, I hope you have an awesome ass week. It's Sunday night. Family, I miss Family Guy. Missing American Dad right now. It's on, and I'm barely paying attention to it. So seriously, I hope you all have an awesome ass week. Everybody take care. Watch something funny, and I'll be here recording these shows and posting my movies and blogs on dontania.blogspot.com. Everybody, you like the show, check it out. Tell your friends about it. Spread the word for my Podomatic site. Embed my player on your site and let people listen to my random-ass nonsense. So everybody, I'll talk to you all soon. Have a great time. Rockets.
I'm getting kind of a rapey vibe from this girl. I don't know. I suspect she might enjoy being raped. Maybe that's her thing. I don't want to ask first and ruin it, so I'm
Just take a shot and rape her. What the hell? What's the worst that could happen after all?